Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin, first day of Hanukkah. Feliz Hanukkah, everybody. Today's Daf Lamed Zayin. We're actually on Lamed Vav and Beis. We're a little behind just to catch up. Here we go. We'll learn today for Fufu Shlema for Shoshana Basi Basrachel Devora. Hakol Ne'amon and Almumi Meiser. Everybody believes if they say a mum of Meiser happened by itself, everybody's believed. Okay? Mumi Meiser, fine. Rashi says put him a Tufik Meiser. Whole discussion about that. Okay. My timer, what's the reason for that? The reason is because the e-boy shadi be mum may kara. You can make a mum originally. You can make a mum. So Gemara says, but wait, how can you make a mum? Mi yada hainafa? You know which animal is going to come out of the tent? How can you make a mum? The chitayman mapikle bereish asara. If you say you orchestrate it in such a way that the tenth one comes out as a mum, how to do that? Lo yivaka ben tov l'ra amrachmana. Ella to do that. Can't pick good or bad. Whichever one's the tenth, it's the tenth. They get orchestrated. Ella, no. D-boy, shadi be mumu bakula edre. No, you can make a mumu in the entire flock. Make a mumu in every animal in your flock. That's it. You made it. You can do that. Nothing wrong with that. Therefore, believe me to say that the mumu happened by itself, because I could have made a mumu anyway. A beheter. I could have done a beheter. He doesn't want to give one to Hashem. So, but what does he care? He's going to eat them anyway. What does he care? Okay. Next. Bukhar shenismis eno. If a bukhar lost one eye, or the shenikta yado, or its yad got cut off, the shenishbar ragl, or its back leg got broken, hareze yishachet al pi gimel b'nei hakneses. You can shech that animal on the basis of three dayanim. Three judges can judge and say, yes, this is a mum, this is true. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu yesham chav gimel, even if you have a bezin of 23, eino nishchat el al pi mumcha. You don't need a bezin. You don't need three dayanim that have been learning choshe mishpat their whole lives. No. You need somebody who's an expert in dealing mumim. You can't have the whole sedation, I don't care. Okay? Good? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Yeshua Nasiya, Rabbi Simlai and Rabbi Yeshua Nasiya, Tarvayu Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amri. They said this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But Amri lay, some say, Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tarvayu Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua Nasiya, Amri. Fine, what are they, what's the memra? Hataratz Bechar B'chutz La'aretz Al Pishlosh B'nei HaKnesses. In Chutz La'aretz, you need three regular people, three Dayanim, to matir a mum. Amar Rava, Ubumumin Muvhakin. Right? And the mum has to be a, you know, bona fide mum. Okay? It's mum kavua. Hi, kamash malon. What's the chiddush in that? Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah. Bechor, shenitzma, tein of shtik the yadav, shtik the rival, arayzi shakal, pi gimel, b'nei haknesses. Mishnah said that. Mishnah said that. What are they adding on? So Gemara says, no, imi masnis, if I only had the Mishnah half mina, I would have thought, have a mina b'chutz la'aretz, then in chutz la'aretz, afilu mum, and she'enu b'chutz. Even a mum that's not muvak, even a mum that's not kavua, ahai the tani muvakin. And why did it say muvakin? Just to tell you how machmir Rabbi Yossi is, he requires always even experts. Kamash one, no, we don't say that. Fine. Amr Yehuda, Amr Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Safek Mishmei Rav, Safek Mishmei De Shmuel. Is the Safek Rav had the Safek, Shmuel had the Safek, Shlosha. Matirin is habachar, but makom she'ein mumcha. You really should have a mumcha. What if you don't have a mumcha? So use three regular people. My kamashmon, what's the chiddush in that? Tanina, we learned, hareze yishachet al pishlosh b'nei haknesses. The Mishnah said that. Use three people, three judges. They don't know anything about mums. The Gemara says, Ibim asnei said, if I only had the Mishnah, half of me, I would have thought, b'makom mumcha kamashmalan, b'makom she'ein mumcha, in B'makom she'esh mumcha, lo. Right? B'makom she'esh mumcha, kamashmalan. Therefore, b'makom she'ein mumcha, in. Then you're allowed to use three people. But if there's a mumcha, you can't use three people. Go to the mumcha. The answer is you don't have to go to the mumcha. Amram b'chiyabar amram. Shlosha matirin es habachar. B'makom she'ein mumcha. Three people can matir a bachar. Right? Well, you don't have a mumcha. Shlosha matirin es haneder. B'makom she'ein chacham. Three people can be matir a neder, we don't have a chacham. And that's it. Now, Shloshim matir nitzav b'chor makom shei momcha. Three people can be matir neder. Three people can be matir the b'chor. We don't have a momcha. Lafuke midrabiosi. That's to exclude Rabiosi. Rabiosi said, you do need a momcha. So we bring this member down to say, no, we don't. And shlosha mafir nitzav neder makom shei chacham. Three de'anim can be made for the neder where there is no chacham. Lafuke midrabihuda. To exclude the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. D'tanya, hafaras nadar begimel. Hafaras nadar means three. Rabbi Yehuda omer, echrim chacham. One of them has to be a chacham. Right? What? I don't know, you have to have one. Umakam she'en chacham kigon man, like who? Amar v'nachrim kigon ana, like me. Chacham like me, you gotta get a chacham. Rabbi Yehuda omer, echrim chacham. One of them has to be a chacham. Mechlal dahanach kaldu. So the other two could be a total amaratzim. Right? One chacham, what about the other two? They could be amaratzim? No. Amaravina, estar bilei v'safar. No, they have to know something. You tell them over the halachas, and then they'll kepaskin. Fine. Tosos points out, look at Tosos, lishma dekra nakat. Made for neder is, that's what the pasuk says. However, avol gavei chacham shayach losha hatara. It's also made for neder, it's only a husband and a wife. When a husband is going to nullify his wife's neder, that's called mefer. When Bezdi nullifies the neder of a person, that's called hatara. So what do we mean over here? Mefer, shloshim mefirin. We don't mean a husband and a wife. We mean a Bezdin. So Tosfot says we use the lashon of the Torah talking about mefer, even though it's not talking about a husband and a wife. The kain amokar es hasvina gabi baskal the gamar achshav shenishvati mi meferli. Now that I heard this baskal, who's going to be mefer my neder? It's not a wife. He's a Amora. Well, so the Tosfos means to say we use the lashon of the Torah even though it doesn't really make any sense. It's nullifying the vow. The precise language is not so accurate. Okay. Rabbi Yosi Amar Filu Yesham Chav Gimel. Even if there's 23 people, one of them has to be a chacham. So Amar Chanan El Amarav Ein Alacha K'Rabbi Yosi. Alacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. So Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Yachad v'rab malacha k'rabim. We never hold like a biyosi. We never hold like a yachid. So the Gemara says true. However, ma'u the tema, I would have thought nimuke imo. Rabiosi is always Rabiosi. Even though Rabiosi is a yachid, maybe we should hold like him because he's always right. Kamash malon. Maybe he's not so right. That's why we don't hold like him because he's not right. Tifshot meha daha kamaisa. So let's resolve from here the first question that Yuri of Abba said on Lamed Vavim at Beis that Shloshim Atzirin Es Habachar B'Makom She'ein Mumcha. So the Gemara said that Mishmei Shmuel Itmar, that Shmuel said that E Mishmei the Rav Tarti Lomeli. If Rav said it, why did Rav say two members? So the Gemara answers Chada Michalcha Verta Itmar. No, he only said one memra. We learn one from the other. It's not a kasha. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hashochet et habachar. If somebody violated the din, and he shechted the animal in his backyard without showing it to somebody. It was a bachar. He claimed it had a mum, but he didn't show it to anybody. He claimed it had a mum. Remember we said, nobody's going to shecht a carbon outside the business. Nobody will do that. That's courage. Either he thought there was a mum, he made a mum, there wasn't really a mum, right? So, Hashokhid is a bachar, below Vinoda Shalom Harahu. And it turns out, he never showed it to anybody. Masha Achlu Achlu. What do you ate, you ate of it? You can't undo that, right? The Kol Ramat says, there isn't even a mitzvah, you don't have to do any tshuva. You don't have to do tshuva. You were invited to this barbecue, he told you it's kosher. You're allowed to rely on it. Okay? So the guy himself, B'yachzir lahem hadamim, you have to return the money. In other words, he sold it for $100. You have to return the money. Uma shalo achlu habasar yikaver. What you still didn't eat has to be buried. Why? It's a knas. It's on the cost of the owner. I shechted the animal. I sold you meat, I sold him meat, I sold more to sell. All the money has to go back? No, he ate it already. He might have to also bury it. He might have to also bury it. He gets his money back anyway. He gets his money back, you bury it. Why are you burying it? It's a knas. You didn't listen to the chachamim, you didn't show the book. What could make the knas on you? Biyachzer lehem adamim. Mashalovach lebasi yikovim, biyachzer es adamim. Right, he says it twice. V'chein, also, hashoked es hapara, if this is not talking about any animal now, not just a bechor, any animal. Hashoked es hapara, umachra, shech the para, you sell it, v'noda shu treifa, it turns out it's a treifa. Right? Ma sha'achlu achlu, again, what you ate, you ate already. You can't undo that. Ma sha'lo achlu, what you didn't eat, heim yachziru lo es habasar, you return it, behu yachzir lehem es adamim, and you return that too. Everything gets returned. There's no knas here. Bachru lo'ov dekachavim, if you sold it to a guy, the guy has no issue. Oh, hitluhu, hitziluhu leklavim, or you gave it to the dog. Again, there's no issue, there's no isser. A dog's allowed to eat treif. A guy's allowed to eat treif. Yishalmu demei treifa. So what the halacha is, they only have to return the difference in price between a treifa and regular meat. That's all. Also, I think it's a knas also. Okay? So 1 second. So what do we return? What? Right. No, a Jew didn't eat it. A guy ate it, a dog ate it. So the dog is a guy ate it. He sold it to a guy. He sold the whole cow to a guy. Now it turns out it's a trade. So you didn't do anything wrong, and the guy didn't do anything wrong. Right? So the Mishnah says, why am I have to see in the says it's a good sale. You have to return the value between the trade is worth less. So make a cheshbon of the difference. That's all. Yeah, 100%. You're allowed to. Correct. No, so you have to make some... Tana Rabbanan. Hamoker basal lechaveiro. If you sell meat to your friend, v'nimtza basar b'char. And it turns out it's a b'char. Peiros. You sell fruit. V'nimtzu tevalim. And you find out it's tevel. Or yayin. You sell wine. V'nimtza yayin esach. It turns out it's a yayin esach. Masha ashul achlu achlu. What you ate anyway. You cannot do that. However, v'yachzir lehem et hadamim. You return the rest. You return the money. To the what? The seller returns the money to the buyer. He gets paid back the full value. He doesn't get paid back the full value. Yes, it's a knas. What? In other words, I bought from you. I gave you $100. You gave me wine. I had a party. I drank half of it. And it turns out that it was guy in that. You have to give it $100 back. I drink half. This is a knas on you. Now what are we doing with the? You're not. What? Right. So we said that there's no tshuva. You don't even have to do tshuva. I'm allowed to trust you. So there isn't even a tshuva issue. That's what you ate. You ate it already. You enjoyed it. It's not an issue. You don't have to do tshuva. You don't have to go to the rabbi. Eskimo. You don't do any of that. What? We're gonna answer that question. Correct. Rav Shimon Omer, what? What are you going to do with it? Okay, so dump it. So Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Dvarim Shahanevesh Katzavahem, Yach Salahem et Adamim. No, he disagreed. He says, if it's something repulsive, you have to return the money. Vishayin Hanevesh Katzavahem, if it's not repulsive, you nakelahem es adamim. You just deduct the price. Okay? Ve'eluhein dvarim shanefesh katzebehen. What is something that's repulsive? Nevela. Utrefa. Nevelas and trefos. Right, it's a big machlokas. Why are these farm? Why are these things that are repulsive? If you shecht a nevela or you shecht a trefa, let's say you shecht a nevela, you shecht an animal, you did an improper shechita. So it's a nevela. Why is that repulsive? Or trefa, why is that repulsive? So Tosfos explains, you did it in a not normal way. Not that you shechted it, and you waited an extra few seconds to trefa the shechita's puzzle. That, nobody cares about. Right? What you do, you decapitated it, you shot it. So I'm not eating that. Same thing with a trefa. It's some repulsive way that Jews don't eat like that, so he got upset about it. Or shkatzim, ramasim. Here are things that doesn't bother anybody. Bechoros, tevel, yayinesech. Why am I repulsed by that? It's usher. So he's saying objectively, the only things that you have a problem with are things that the Torah said don't eat. Tevel. The Torah said don't eat tevel. That's only because I didn't give up truma. Nothing inherently wrong with it. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. Just a guy touched it. That's all. Nothing inherently wrong with it. So nobody's repulsed by that. You might be repulsed in a spiritual sense. We're not talking about that. We're talking about normal people. Nothing wrong with it. It's regular wine. Regular wine. Just the guy touched it. That's very different than eating grasshoppers or eating the spiders that don't eat that stuff. So if he sells you a bag and it turns out it's spiders and you thought it was, I don't know, some other thing, that you have to give back the money. But if it's a mistake in the wine, you don't have to give back the money, only deduct the price. Now, Bechor, why do I have to give back the value of a Bechor? Lemalay, the buyer could say, yeah. So we said Bechor, we deduct the price. Right? You hear that? We deduct the price. Lemalay, why can't the buyer say, why do I have to deduct the price? Why am I deducting the price? My afsidatach, how did I cause you a loss? Right? Why? What's going on over here? What kind of loss did I cause you? Let's say the Bechor would have stayed by the seller. Right? It would have been usher b'hanah for the seller, and he would have to bury it. Why? Because he shechted a Bechor without showing it to anybody. So the halacha is, he has to bury it. Right? What did he do? He sold it to me for $100. Right? Now, I'm not disgusted by it because it's a regular animal. Just, he didn't show the mum to a chacham. That doesn't bother anybody. Right? So, says the buyer to the seller, what loss did I cause you? Had it stayed by you, you would have got zero for this money, for this animal. Zero. The buyer says to the seller, right, the halacha is, because when the seller sold the Bechor to the buyer, right, it turns out that it was not shown to a chacham. It's something that nobody minds. It's not something that repulsive to people. Nobody minds. So that Rav Shimon Elazar held, you deduct the price. Meaning, I paid $100, right? Now I have to only pay $50? 1 minute. Yeah, the seller. What? Yeah. No. 1 minute. Right, so I ate $10 worth. I give you back $90. I don't want to do that. The buyer. I don't want to give the money back. He doesn't want to. So he says to the seller, why am I giving it back? What a loss did I cause you? The buyer gives it back. Oh, the seller got the money. So I'm sorry. The seller got the money. The seller has to give it back to the buyer. Right? Maybe the buyer doesn't want that. He wants to keep the animal. I'm not sure what's going on here now. The buyer tells the seller, right, that's what I have in here also. The buyer tells the seller, what loss did I cause you? What loss did I cause you? Why? Right, they're both crooked. Had it been a tam, you shechted it, you'd have to bury it. Right? Correct. He wants the full value back. He wants the full price back. He wants the full price back. What happened? I ate half of it. You had zero. Why are you only giving me back $50? Give me back the whole $100. You did a crooked thing. That's what he said. The buyer says, why are you giving back half? Because I ate half? So what? You didn't gain from this deal. You were supposed to bury it. You should have gained a penny from this deal. That's what he says. That's what the buyer says. Right? You hear? You hear? Makes sense. The answer is, no, he sold him the spot where the mum was. The Amar Le, the seller can say, "I lav da chalta have mechzina le v'sharin halilik Rabbi Yehuda." Had I not sold it to you, I could have showed it to a mum. I could have showed it to a chacham like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds even after shechita you can show it to the chacham. That is the case. I could have done that. It's a mum. Has a mum. It has a mum. The problem is you didn't show it to a chacham. So we made knas on you. So what kind of knas? Why kind of knas? You have to bury it. You were supposed to bury it. You didn't bury it. You sold it to me. Why should I give you back half? I should get all the money back. What's going on here? No. That says the seller. I shechted it. I sold you the spot where the mum was. Had I shown that to a chacham, I wouldn't have been able to be right. Okay. Same thing with tevel. Tevelim havi maskinina luhu ba'achalna luhu. Right? Tevelim, same story. What's the loss? The loss is, because the owner, the seller, could say, havi maskinina luhu ba'achalna luhu. I'm going to be mafresh right now, and then give you a new heter. Yayinesech. Why is the loss that caused yayinesech? Now, no one's allowed to drink that. The question is again, Alidei Tairoves. It could have fallen into a mitzker. With the Shirman Gamliel, Titnan, Yayanesak Shanafel Abor, Kul Osabano, Tosabano, Shirman Gamliel Omer, no, Yamakal Kul Osabakov, and what's with Yayanesak Shabo? You sell it to a guy, so let's say you have 100 gallons, and 3 gallons of Yayanesak, or 1 gallon of Yayanesak falls in, the 103 gallons now, you sell 103 gallons to a guy, you only charge him 100 gallons. But you can do. Therefore, he could have had enough. Not really enough, but he could have got around it. Therefore, he's entitled to half the money back. All right. Hajin Allah called Psuli Hamadashin. Hajin Allah called Psuli Hamadashin. Hajin Allah called Psuli Hamadashin. Next Mishnah. Al Elu Mumin Shochatin Es Habachor. These are the mums that allow you to shech the Bachor in your backyard. And you don't have to bring them for a carbon because they're bona fide mums. Nifkima Osno, if the ear got a hole, a rip, Minha Chaskum. What's a Sachaskos? What does that word mean? In the cartilage. Avolo Ha'or. Not the hide. Not if it got a mum in the non-cartilage area. Talking about an animal. Nistika, if it got ripped, if it got torn, split, Afal Pishalo Chasro. Even if it's not missing anything, took a scissors, snipped the ear of the animal, it's all there. It's just a mum. Nikva, if it got a hole in it, mole karshina, the size of some kind of bean, right? Oh, shiyashva, or if it's dried out. Ezehu yashva, the ear. A mum, I know. Ezehu yashva, what does it mean, it's dried out? So kol shetinaki ve'enam motzias kipas dam. What did he puncture it? But no blood comes down. That's a mum. Rabbi Yosef and Shulam are now even worse. Yavsha shedei nifreches. It means it's dried out that it crumbles. Even bigger, much harder to get that. How's an ear of an animal going to crumble? It has to be some gangrene, such grand gangrene, right? Very, it's a much higher shear, much harder thing to have. Okay. Now the question is, Amai, why are these mums? Why are these mums? Piseach v'iver ksiv. It says in the Torah, Piseach v'iver. What's Piseach and iver? Iver is blind. Piseach is limb. Lame. These are very severe mums. What, the ear got a hole in it? What kind of mum is that? The Gemara says, ksiv nami. It says, ki yibo mum. It says, ki yibo mum. Beema may be kibo mum klal. Yeah, kibo mum is a klal. If it's a mum, now I'll tell you what kind of mums. Piseach o iver, prat. Klal o prat. Ein be klal o masher o prat. Piseach o iver id, bidiach one in row, low. Right? In other words, any mum. A piseach and iver. So what's the rule when you have a klal and a prat? All we care about is the prat. So it should only be these very, very severe mums. So Gemara says, no. Kol mum ra. And then it says again, any bad mum. Chazar, the klal. And then again, there's another klal. Therefore, we have what's called a klal prat klal. He had the dar melkein prat. Ma prat, mefurash, mumin, shebegolui. These mums are exposed. The einan chosrin, they're never going away. Ap kol mumin, shebegolui, the einan chosrin. So too, any exposed mum that's never going to go away. Ema, why are you picking those characteristics? I have a different characteristic. Ma prat, mefurash, mumin, shebegolui, ubo tel mi malachto. It's an exposed mum. It prevents you from doing work. It's not going to return. It's not going to go away. Af kol mum shebegolui, any exposed mum, ubo tel mi malachto, and it stops you from working. As Rashi points out, a lame animal can't work, and a blind animal can't work. What about an animal has a hole in his ear? It can't work? Of course it can work. Ein achozer, right? Alam atnan, why did the Mishnah say, nifkama ozna min achaschos, blom min aor? Why on earth did you pick those criteria? Why is a hole in the ear a mum? I would say, no, it prevents you from working. Answers the Gemara, kol mum ra, ribuyahu. The words kol mum is a ribuy, says Rashi. Dichtiv kol. Below darshin and lebe klal uprat. We are no longer learning klal prat. Okay? Not a klal prat klal anymore. But I do, even though if they point out, the Marsha points out, if you go to the Torah in Parshas, I think it's Parshas Re'eh Shoftim over there, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chavalev, Rashi does say klal prat klal. How do you reconcile that Rashi with this Rashi? That's already a whole lot of Torah. Okay. Ihachi, if that's true, mumin shevaseser nami, then a mum, that's a hidden mum, should be mutter. A hidden mum should be mutter. Alama tran, why do we learn? Chutin hachitzonos. Chutin hachitzonos are the outer teeth. The gums. Shenifkimu, that have some kind of pagam. The shenigmamu, also some kind of problem. The panimios, shenekru. And the panimios, the inner teeth, that have been removed. So what do we see from there? Nekru, in. Nifkamu, the nigmamu, low. Right? What's the story? Why are those mutter? Why are those mutter? Is that the question? Why are those mutter? Right. Why are those not mums? So the Gemara answers, being in a mum ra, v'leka, so you need a bad mum, and it's not a bad mum. Ihachi mum over nami, then a temporary mum should also not be a problem. Alama tanan, why do we learn v'lo min ha'or, and not from the skin, because the skin's going to grow back. Why is that okay? Gemara answers, mum over svarahu. Now that's a svara. Why is it a svara? Hashta mifrak lo mifarkinan. You can't redeem a mum, that temporary mum. Iluye mishkat shakinalayu. But they checked it? It's impossible. Titania. Call behema temeya asher lo yakriv v'imenu karbon l'Hashem. The bale mum and akasa bedaver. That's talking about mums. Animals with mums cannot be brought for kabbalas. Ata or bale mum shenifdu akasa bedaver. You're talking about an animal that had a mum that was redeemed. Oenu el behema temeya mamish. Maybe it's a tummy animal. Kish omer the behema temeya hare behema temeya omer. No, it says behema temeya. Amani mekayim asher lo yakriv v'imenu. Havi omer elu bale mum shenifdu. That's talking about bale mum that were redeemed. Yachal yiftu al mum over. Maybe I thought you could redeem a temporary mum. Hamad lomer. Asher lo yakrivu mimenu karban l'Hashem. Misheino kreva kolikar. That's only animals that can't be brought at all could be redeemed. Yachal zazu. This excludes a temporary mum. Sheino kreva hayom. Can't be brought today. Ela lamachar. It can be brought tomorrow. Eboy Zeh will give you another answer. Im kain piseach the eiver lomali. Why does the Torah say piseach the eiver? Why does the Torah say, give example? Right? The answer is that a mum over is not possible for a carbon, and it cannot be shechted as chulin. Okay. Next. Nistika Afal Pishlo Chasra. We said that if it got a hole, even though nothing's missing. Tana Rabbanan, Hasedek Kalshu. The Sedek, the puncture, is Kalshu. Hapagima, Bein Bidi Adam, Bein Bidi Shemayim. Whether it's man made or Hashem made it, Michlal, the Sedek Bidi Shemayim. Lo? That was that if Hashem created an animal with a split ear, it's not a mum. Elano, Sedek Pagima, Bein Bidi Shemayim, Bein Bidi Adam. The Kama Shir Pagima, how much is the shear? Kidei Shetich Garbati Porin. Like you say by a knife, when you take your finger and you put it on the knife, you catch a nick. So too over here by the animal. You take your fingernail, you put a fingernail get caught in the tear of the animal. If it does, then that's the shear of the rib. That little move, yeah. Yeah. Now we said nikva, if there's a hole in the ear, how big does the hole have to be? The size that a bean or some karshina, some kind of vegetable, can fit through it. You made it a mum. Well, there's a shear. The shear is that a bean can fit through it. Not the korbanos. So Tana Rabbanan, kama nikva to ozen. How big does the hole have to be? Well, like karshina, has to be the size of a karshina. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, Omer kibekadasha. No, the size of a barley bean. Beizahu yivesha. What does it mean that it's dried out? So we said shem tinakev. If you put a hole in it, veinu motzias tipas dam. And it doesn't let out any blood. Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam Omer, Yavesha Kadesha Tehei Nifreches. Now, dried out means that it crumbles, like gangrene. It crumbles. Tana, we learned, Tana, Kroven Devrei and Leos Shavin. They're almost the same. Devrei and Deman, who's almost the same? Ilay Matana Kama, Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam. That can't be the same. Ikka tuva. There's a huge difference. Tuva ikka. There's a huge difference between saying that blood doesn't come out to saying that it crumbles. That's a very, very far away shear. Ella, Tanakama, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? That there's a very, very small difference between a karshina and an adasha. They're almost the same. Kadasha in Batsami, kadasha lo? What do you mean? Only if it's the size of an adasha, not if it's smaller. So if you take a needle, David, and it's smaller than an adasha, that's not going to make a mum. What are you talking about? Viraminu, listen to this. Marteya, when a guy wants to stay for an Eved Ivri, so you put a hole in his ear. Marteya. Ein li ela marteya. I only know it's a marteya. Menayin l'rabos, how do we know you're allowed to use a hesul, a peg, hesera, a thorn, machar, a needle, hamakadeya, some kind of hammer, hamichtav, a pen. I can use any of these things to make a hole. Right? It doesn't have to be a marteya. Anything like a marteya. Hamalom v'lakachta, kol davar shenichu biyad, anything you take in your hand, see if Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, no marteya. Mar marteya miyuchad shalmatechas, af kol shalmatechas. You can only use metal. Viktani seifa, and it says in the seifa, Amar Rav, Rav said, Yuda v'rebi, Yudin v'rebi, hayadoresh, Yudin, the big time achachav darshan, kishen rotziin, ein rotziin el b'milas. When you put a hole in the ear, you put it in the milas. I believe this is the milas. The ear lobe. You put it in the ear lobe. Bechachalim omrim, listen to this, ein evet ivri kohen nirta, if they should not balmum. A kohen evet ivri can't have marteya. Why? Because you're giving him a mum. Now, wait a minute. By the way, 1 minute, we're going to get to that. First of all, the Mishnah Melech says, let's say the Kohen has a different mum. He has the mum ready. Then he can't get Marseya. The mum is never going away. He's missing a finger. It's never going away. Then what's the difference? You give him another mum. Then he can. Well, a healthy guy, a Kohen cannot. Why? You're making him a mum. Wait a minute. But it's smaller than a... But it's such a small mum. It's smaller than a... What's it called? It's smaller than an Adasha. Why is it a problem? Right? Vim Tamar Milatave Ritsuin Heich Evid Kohen Nasibal Mum. Ha'in Rotin El Bogovishal Ozen. Right? In other words, the question is, you're not making him a Bal Mum, as David said, because if you do it in the earlobe, it's not cartilage there. What's the big deal? What do you see from here? You can have a Mum less than an Adasha. What? No, but he said that you can use a needle, and a needle smaller than an adasha, and you do it in the earlobe, put all that together. What? So they don't give that answer. We don't give that answer. So we'll do the answer. Amar Rav Chana bar Katina lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, over here, lishchot. By the Bechor, what's the criteria? Shechita. We're talking about shechita. Kan, lifsol. By the Kohen, we're talking about making him a puzzle for a avoda. To make puzzle for avoda, that the shear is different. Why is it different? That the shear is a, stop in 30 seconds. That the shear is any amount, a mash, even a needle. When it comes to a bukhar, it has to be bigger. What's the difference? What's the difference? So Tosfos has a few differences. First of all, you know what? We'll do the differences tomorrow. We'll stop here. We'll stop here right now. Up to right here, my karshida, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a great Hanukkah and a good day. We'll see everyone tomorrow.